Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはスペシャルエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a special episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And I'm Shana.
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10, and this time we're bringing you a Top 20 special, Best of the Past 10 Years. So, let's get into it.
I know, and it's really exciting because the podcast is, you know, turning 10 years old this year, which is, like, very cool.
I cannot believe. It's very hard for me to believe that I've been on this podcast for a little bit over 6 years now at this point.
I know. I think you're easily one of the oldest like members of the podcast. So it must be really cool to have seen like how much it grew over the years.
Yeah. And honestly, the fact that we get to celebrate 10 years is, you know, it's no short feat of all of the staff members that we have supporting us. And of course, you know, Jack and all of our past, you know, staff and our current staff, new people who are joining us all the time. So yeah, it's really, that's the most exciting part for me is just getting to, you know, witness that and witness how many people, you know, love Japanese music and love to bring Japanese music to all of our listeners.
Absolutely. It's definitely been a really fun, you know, recording these episodes and sharing, I guess, this community of people who, you know, just sit back and enjoy some music while we talk about Japan and Japanese culture and all the things that we love about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, of course, it's no secret why we have, you know, the best of the past 10 years, of course, as Shana said. So we're really excited just to have this special to outline some of the biggest Japanese hits that we've had over the past decade. And honestly, I've talked about so many of these on the podcast. So it's exciting for me to like revisit. It's like a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, no, these are definitely songs that we have loved again and again. And I guess we shouldn't keep all of you waiting too much to go down, I suppose, this memory lane of Japanese music.
But before we do that, I have a few announcements for all of our listeners. If you are interested in joining our team, which we would love to have you, of course, as we discussed earlier, we are a team full of people passionate about the same things you're passionate about. So we are currently urgently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, as well as on-air hosts to join our podcast. So if you're interested in joining the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there, please check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for all of the details. So let's kick things off with I Love You by Back Number, or I Love You, from October 24th, 2022.
Number 10.
Koen no ochiba ga matte tobikata wo oshiete kurete iru shinsetsu ni domo boku mo sonna fuu ni軽やかでいられたら横切った猫に不安を打ち明けながら君に会いたくなるどんな言葉が願いが景色が君を笑顔に幸せにするだろう地図なんかないけどな 然と運命の違いは君の顔に書いてあって人生の意味はいつか君がくれた雨の中に入ってた君の周りに浮かんだものに触れて何を作れるだろう。どれも些細で頼りない決意で僕の世界の模様はできてる。おしゃれではないけど唯一のダサさで君が閉まる音ああ君に会いたくなる。どんな言葉が願いが景色が君を笑顔に幸せにするだろう。地図なんかないけど歩いて探して君に渡せ
That again was I Love You, or I Love You from Back Number. Now this song is quite delicate and it agonizes over the inability for someone to express their love for their person of interest. The lyrics only wish for a way to make this person happy with their love, with lines such as, I want to make you a bouquet of my journey and my time, how I wish I could give them to you.
No.
That's so beautiful.
It's quite a beautiful line. That being said, Back Number has been a common recurrence on this podcast. I feel like both of us have spoken about Back Number before as well. And at least one of their songs makes it to our top 10 countdown several times each year.
Oh my God, yeah. I feel like, okay, this is probably a lie. I know we've done an Artist of the Month on Back Number. I might have been on that episode. I have a recollection of listening to a lot of Back Number songs from their very deep and wonderful back catalog. But yeah, it's another band we were talking about earlier, you know, Misuchidu. But it's another band that I feel is so sonically not connected, but like recognizable is like when I hear a song and I'm unsure, I'm like, you know, I listen a little bit more and I'm like, oh, that's a Back Number song. Like just from the instrumentation and like kind of the lyrical beats and the melodies, like they have a very good sound, like a good way of capturing their musicality, like in a recognizable way, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. They definitely have their own sound, which I appreciate a lot, especially with a band that gives us such amazing songs year round.
Yeah, this song, I Love You, has been on the charts for months, you know, beginning last year shortly after its release and then remaining above position 5, actually, for the majority of the time. And it wasn't until June this year that it left the top 10, which is insane.
Yeah, it's been quite a few months that it's, you know, held its position as such a powerhouse number. And for good reason, Back Number giving us once again this amazing song that captures, you know, like little intimate moments between couples and, you know, a sense of warmth and affection. So it's really, I love when bands take the time to express emotions as much as they can, like infuse a song with that feeling. It's really hard to evoke those images just from, you know, lyrics and songs as well, especially if you're listening to a song, to all the non-Japanese listeners who listen to a song without Japanese being their mother tongue. So they're coming in with lyrics that may not always resonate with. It's really hard for just instrumentation to evoke like powerful emotion. And I feel like this number really did that for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, another band that takes the time to, like you were mentioning, to focus on that and bring it out in their music. I think it's, I mean, I guess, you know, to a degree, every artist does that, but you feel the intentionality, or it feels really genuine with Back Number and some of the other artists we were talking about earlier. But I also know that this song, I know it was used in an NHK TV, like, it's called a TV novel, but it's like a little drama called Mayagare. And yeah, so it also holds, I mean, it supports the story, that love story and stuff.
Yeah,
as well. So it has another layered meaning that way.
Definitely a song for the people.
Yes, makes me relive my past a bit.
That being said, with reliving our past and all of that, I love how Andy's just setting up these transitions for me. Let's go back to, you know, when you were a teenager, because those were years where you felt invincible and King Mew aims to get you to relive those dreams or make the most of them with their song Teenage Forever, released on December 20th, 2019.
Number
9.
And you just heard Teenage Forever by King Mew. So initially coming out as a single, Teenage Forever became the opening title for the group's studio album, Ceremony.
The music video, which I really enjoyed. This was another song it missed me. I was very familiar with King New when they were making their meteoric rise through the charts, but I did not get this one, and I certainly didn't see the music video, but it features the four group members' lives as they decide what to spend about 9,000 USD on, and it takes us, the viewers, to the Philippines, to Russia, a honeymoon in Guam, as well as showing the kind of relationship between mother and son. And it's a very private aspect that is revealed in this this music group that's been around since 2013 and then had, you know, a big boom. So yeah, it's very endearing and shot very well, and it makes me really excited. It makes me want to think what I would do with $9,000.
Definitely. And like you said, you know, the song has this optimistic feel to it, and, you know, the lyrics reveal the inner attitudes and, you know, the ideas, and just, you know, like you said, it's a very, you know, idealistic teenage dream sort of thing, like be extremely wealthy, to have money in the world and wonder what you do with all of it.
Yeah, it's very youthful.
Yeah, so it's definitely reflected in the song.
I would agree. And, you know, for being relatively new as a band, they have won several awards and surpassed many plateaus early on in their career. And King New can actually seriously be considered one of the hottest rising bands, especially for their performance over the past few years. I would say, I didn't really hear anything about them prior to 2018, 2019. And then since then, they've just really made a name for themselves for their visuals, but especially their sound. I feel like I hear people, everyone, even amongst my Japanese friends, just talk about how much they love the lyricism and the you know, the lead vocalist. I can't remember his name right now, but...
Daiki Tsuneta.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
You got me.
No, I'm a King New fan, definitely. One of, I think, the first bands I ever listened to.
Really?
Because, yeah, I love folk sounds and music and all of that.
Mm.
And I think this was one of the first bands that, at least that I had listened to, that brought in that blend of folk and rock rather than folk and pop.
Ah,
and yeah. It was really interesting then to sort of dive into their world. Some of my favorite songs are Hakujitsu, which also released kind of recently, and of course Chameleon, which has been featured on our podcast before. But King New definitely brings us some really phenomenal tracks that way.
Oh, Shana, you're pulling through with the, I love that. I love this, this is the passion I'm talking about. It's so exciting for me to hear. And I'll definitely check out, you said Hakujitsu.
Yeah.
And what was the second?
Hakujitsu.
Oh, Hakujitsu. Hakujitsu. Sorry about that. Yeah.
And Chameleon.
Oh,
Chameleon.
Oh yeah, Chameleon. I've definitely heard Chameleon before. Oh, that's exciting. I have some, that's right, listeners. You heard it from the number one fan club runner of King New.
I think we'll hold off on those titles. But no, I love Daiki Tsuneta especially as well.
Mm.
Because a lot of the songs he's worked on as a producer are all songs that I really like as well. I feel he brings his own sort of flair to any music he works on. So it's really interesting that way to see King New grow, and they've been around for quite a while, so very near and dear to my heart that way.
Well, without breaking up the love for King New, I wanted to get into just a few more announcements for our listeners. If you are interested in advertising on our podcast, you can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there. I mean, come on, we're big, you guys. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will definitely fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Perfect. So you'd like to bring us to our next sort of song to keep our train of nostalgia slash absolutely like, you know, amazing music from the last couple of years. Keep it moving on.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, let's keep chugging along. And I'm very excited to bring you our next artist with a song that was, again, I feel like it's the theme. I'm so embarrassed. A bit new to me. I listened to it for a podcast. But without further ado, this is Aimyon with her song,
Sora no Aosa wo Shiru Hito yo.
Or her Blue Sky from October 22nd, 2019.
Number 8.
She's
You just heard, once again,
空の青さを知る人よ。
And an interesting aspect of this very prolific artist, Aimyon's career, is actually the influence from male singers. Male artists like Spitz, iconic, as well as Ken Hirai, my boy,
yes.
provided inspiration for her. And actually, her and Ken Hirai collaborated on a song that you should all check out. That was a few years back now, but it's very good. And anyways, I've sidetracked myself. Many of these songs that were influenced are actually written from a man's perspective as she likes the way that many men give up everything and become deeply infatuated with the women that they choose to like. And I think that's so interesting. She's like, I love how, yeah, just enamored with women these men are. So I'm going to embody their mentality.
Absolutely. It is definitely interesting because a lot of female artists tend to write from their perspectives. So actually a lot of artists in general, not just female artists. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see, you know, the shift of perspective that way. And the song that Andy was talking about, which is actually a really, really nice song, which I definitely think everyone should check out, is, if I'm not wrong, Kai Butsu-san?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Ken Hirai definitely influencing Aimyon. And you can hear it, especially in that song as well.
Mm.
But like Andy said, we digress because this song is phenomenal in and of itself. So her Blue Sky is similar in the sense that it romanticizes the subject of the song. So it creates ties between the blue sky and the narrator or the speaker's wish to see it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, I feel like it's a reflection of Aimyon's desire to understand love and the way men fall in love and their infatuation and all of that, mm-hmm. right? So it's a way to understand them, like a little window into that world, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. I love getting to, you know, listen to this freshly for this podcast. And, you know, with this kind of background that we were just talking about, it really brings a cool dimension to, I wouldn't really think about it, you know, so deeply if I didn't have the background of what we just discussed. But hearing the lyrics from that and then like thinking about Aimyon performing it and intentionally making it that way, it just brings a very interesting thought experiment, I guess, around the ways that like society has, you know, come to be, not, I shouldn't say society, that sounded so like big picture, but you know what I mean, in the ways that like conventional narratives told from men's perspectives, you know, kind of flipping the script and thinking about a woman trying to occupy that headspace to understand it and then, you know, reproduce it is, yeah, it's just a very cool idea to me, all over. And I would say this song, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe this is off base, but it feels a lot more like lovey-dovey and poppy than, not poppy in the way of like the production, but like has like a poppy quality to it that Aimyon's other music, I don't get a strong, you know, sense of that in some of her other tracks.
Hmm.
At least for me, it's a bit more lighthearted, this one. I quite like that.
I'd agree, actually. I feel like Aimyon tends to lean towards the heartful ballads, the more nostalgic melodies. So I definitely do agree with you in the sense of hearing the sort of pop or lighthearted upbeat sound here.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like it ties into what she's talking about in the sense of like a blue sky, the clouds, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely an interesting digression from her usual, I think, melancholic sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's great. We love to see it. We love to support all of Aimyon's decisions.
Absolutely. Aimyon can do no wrong. But I'm personally extremely, extremely excited to talk about our next artist because I have in no measure fangirled about him and his music for the past God knows when. But this is one of my personal favorite artists, Fujikaze, and his song Kirari, which was released on May 3rd, 2021.
Number 7. さらり明けゆく夕日の中を今夜も昼下がりさらりどれほど朽ち
Heard Kirari by Fujikaze. My personal love and admiration for him aside, Fujikaze has really only seemed to increase in popularity over the years, and he's notable for his genuine talent and quirkiness. Side note, his Instagram stories kept me entertained throughout lockdown, I think.
Aww, that's so cute.
Very, very fun, loving artist. And like many of his songs, he wrote Kirari himself. So he's a singer and a songwriter.
Yeah, I love that we have gotten to discuss Fujikaze on the podcast before. I know.
So beautiful.
Yeah, we were talking about Grace, I think, last time.
Yes, we were. Oh my God.
Yep. Yeah, and I love your love for Fujikaze because he's an artist that I have not followed so deeply, but you know, your excitement brought a new level of meaning to like when I've been listening to his music and everything. So this song specifically, Kirari, is an onomatopoeia that is like a flash of light, and the song brings to attention the importance of recognizing these flashing moments in our lives.
It's quite beautiful notions, and Kirari in particular reached number 2 on the Japan Pop 100 and even number 135 in the Billboard Global 200. So for streaming, it has reached triple platinum with over 300 million streams. which is insane.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's so good. That's so, yeah, that's hard to do. I feel like echoing your excitement for Fujikaze, it's, you know, he's an artist that I've seen a lot of my friends who are either just, you know, not super into Japanese music, just very casually into Japanese music, or just music fans in general, discuss him. So he definitely has like clicked into something.
Yeah, he's definitely found an audience in everyone, whether you're a Japanese music fan or not.
Yeah.
I like whenever I like fangirl about him, especially on the podcast, I feel biased, but...
No, it's real. You're valid.
Andy just enabling all of it. I love that. But Fujikaze has some really phenomenal songs and albums. I think Help Ever, Hurt Never really set off his career, which was 2020, I think he released it in. Fujikaze has definitely, like you said, opened up Japanese music. I feel like he broke down the wall of... you know, the intimidating nature of listening to music in other language for a lot of people. So I'm very, very happy, always happy to talk about him.
Yes, yes. And we are happy to hear you talk about him because, yeah, he is such a wonderful artist. And hopefully, you know, we've gotten to enjoy him in the later half of, I shouldn't say the later half, the closer, you know, the later half of the songs in our 10 years being a podcast. But
absolutely.
The early half of the 2020s. So hopefully we have a lot more good Fujikaze coming down the road. Well, to break up the love train once again, to bring a few more announcements, I would love to ask all of our listeners getting this message if they would like to join our Patreon Donors Club. If you want to hear up to double the amount of songs on this episode, as well as double the content, because Shana and I have just been geeking about so many things.
Absolutely.
Please join our Patreon Donors Club, starting at only $1 a month, which is, you know, a very good low entry to get even more great stuff. So for all of those details, please see our website at jtop10.jp/club.
We may not be the most interesting part of the podcast, but the music that we cover definitely is.
True.
And considering we're going down this beautiful lane of the history of Japanese music almost, definitely worth it, honestly.
Yeah, I think so too. I absolutely agree. I just love that we get to use this platform to geek, because I am going to geek about our next artist. I'm sure Shana will join me.
Always.
Always. Thank you. I appreciate it. But without further ado, let us get into Hatsukoi by Utada Hikaru from June 27th, 2018.
Number 6.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You just listened to Hatsukoi by Utada Hikaru. Now, it goes almost pretty much without saying, but I will say it because they deserve it. Utada Hikaru is known as one of the most influential artists of the 2000s in Japan by the Japan Times and by me personally.
Of course.
This is not just an opinion because 6 of her full-length releases are among the country's highest-selling albums of all time. And that includes First Love, Distance, and Deep River, which are amongst the top 10 best-selling records in Japan's music history. That's crazy.
Real. Hikaru Utada is, I think, the queen of J-pop in the truest sense.
Oh, yeah.
And Hatsukoi was written for the Tuesday drama Hana Chi Sani, Hana Next Season. And the song was complimented by critics for its simplicity, but at the same time, its immense beauty and the perfect execution of it all, which she always gives us, I think.
No, absolutely. And that is a very good point to make, because I do feel like when I think of Utada Hikaru's like oeuvre, her, all of her background and everything and her back catalog of songs, you know, it's usually what comes to mind is like not only the amazing performance, but a lot of the production. But this song, you know, kind of strips that away, and it is really, it just showcases how talented
she is. Yeah,
Utada is. Yeah, it's so, and yeah, I love that aspect of Hatsukoi, and I think that's why it became such a hit over the past 10 years as well. So, of course, Utada Hikaru also has a song called First Love, a personal karaoke staple of mine, which...
Very excited about that.
Yeah, that might be, if you become a Patreon donor, you might get to hear that down the road. No, I'm just kidding. that might deter people, so actually I won't promise that. You can pay us not to hear it. No, I'm just kidding. But First Love inspired a Netflix J-drama of the same name that is sincerely so good. Connor from the podcast, is in the middle of watching it and highly, highly recommends it. So go out there, do Connor proud.
You're hearing it from, I think, some of the best sources here. Andy with the Hikaru Utada love and Connor with the love for the J-drama. So I think it would be a crime at this point not to at least start it.
Yes, please. Just for us. I will stop gushing about Utada Hikaru because I think if I do, everyone's just going to tune out and not get to listen to the rest of our wonderful songs that we have. So
I doubt it, because Hikaru Utada deserves the love. But that being said, we do have a couple more songs on our list that we don't want to waste more time getting into after a quick announcement, I suppose. This one is a call to all the indie Japanese music artists. So if you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at NOLA, which is NOLA, at jtop10.jp, along with a song you'd like us to feature on the podcast. And who knows, Andy and I may be gushing about your song on the next episode.
I mean, it's highly likely, because all of the indie artists we've featured prior, I've loved.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, who better than the best of fan girls and guys to, like, you know,
true.
To really share love for your music. But I guess that is also the perfect time for me to fangirl about another artist on our list today. And I think I'm not alone here when I say that Gen Hoshino is an absolute... I feel like I use the word powerhouse a lot. I think it's just... it's my word of the month. Let me have it. But
powerhouse.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's his song, Doraemon, which was released on February 28th, 2018.
Number 5.
The song Doraemon by Gen Hoshino. So Hoshino is an accomplished writer, actor, musician, and more who's placed his best foot forward in almost every field and industry out there. And he's utilized his great talent to just create magic for us all.
Yes, I am very embarrassed because I only was introduced to Hoshino Gen via his music career, not knowing that he was like a prolific actor for years before. Yeah, it was very funny. And that was like around the time when, what was his song, Koi, I believe?
Yeah.
Was out and dominating the charts of that time period as well. But we're here to talk about Doraemon, which also, you know, is such a great example of his success in the present. And especially, you know, for this very cute collaboration with the beloved children's anime, Doraemon. Now, this is actually the theme song for the 38th Doraemon movie, as well as it's still currently the theme song as of 2019.
I feel like every child has at some point watched a Doraemon episode. So if you listen, or if you happen to chance upon the Doraemon theme song, you know where it's from.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I think, if I'm not wrong, Gen Hoshino sang the theme song for Spy X Family. Or it was the ending, the first season.
I think it was, yeah, you're right. I think it's the, yeah, Spy Family, the ending. I just, like, I don't know how he's not on every, you know, ending or opening, because he always puts out such, like, appropriate, like, this song, it's, when I first heard it, I'm like, I don't really get Doraemon feels, but the more I listen to it, like, the dun, 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 like, it just, it, yeah, it, yeah, like, it has, like, ingrained, it's, like, I can't think of Doraemon before this song now, which is so silly and stupid to say.
It's really nice when, like, music just finds its way into the memories of a show, especially, because then it's always just, like, resonating in the back of your mind. Quite beautifully.
And it just brings up those wonderful memories of enjoying that show. I do have to ask, maybe you can decline to answer if the choices are too aplenty, but do you have a favorite or like a Doraemon tool that you would want in the real world if you could?
Okay, I think this is a classic, but the door.
Oh my god, yeah, the Dokodemo door. Yeah, absolutely.
I despise the process of traveling, especially by car.
Yeah, absolutely. Car travel can, I mean, depending on who's driving, can make you quite sick.
Yeah, definitely a hit or a miss. So I feel like the Doraemon door would change so much for me.
Oh my god, yeah, absolutely.
What about you? Any tool of choice?
Of course, I want the Dokodemo Doa, but I think I would go for Takekopta, which is the little helicopter that
I
just think it's cute. It's like maybe like kind of useless. Not useless, it is fun, but it's not like the most, like I'm not like getting the most benefit.
It's not the most everyday item, yeah. But who cares? I think the point is to have fun with it.
Exactly. So that would be my answer. But of course, I mean, if it's like bad weather, you wouldn't be able to use that item anyways.
Minor issues.
Yes. And speaking of, you know, inclement weather, which we here in Chicago have been having, our next song is actually Rain by Motohiro Hata from May 29th, 2013.
Number 4.
ここへたままで人前では優しく生きていた。しわ寄せでこんな風に雑に雨の夜に君を抱きしめてた。道路脇のビラと壊れた常夜と街角ではそう誰もが急いでた。 君じゃない悪いのは自分の激しさを隠せない僕の方さ。レイディ君は目に煙る。衰えた息を少し走った。土砂降りでも構わないと、ずぶ濡れでも構わないと、しぶき上げる君が。 朝が早いから今のうちに君を捕まえ。行かないで行かないで、そう言うよ。 別々に暮らす泣き出しそうな空を握りしめる強さは今はもうない。変わらずいる心の隅だけで傷つくような君ならもういらない。 Lady 君は雨に濡れて僕の目を少し見ていた。土砂降りでも構わないと、粒濡れでも構わないと口笛吹く僕がついてく。随分君を知りすぎたのに、初めて争った夜のように行かないで行かないで、そういうよ。乾いたシャツ改札を出る頃、君の街じゃもう雨は小降りになる。今日だけが明日に続いてる。こんな風に君とは終われない。 Lady 君は今もこうして小さめの傘もささずに、土砂降りでも構わないと、粒濡れでも構わないと、しぶき上げる君が消えてく。路地裏では朝が早いから、今のうちに君を捕まえ、行かないで行かないで、そういうよ。土砂降りでも構わないと、粒濡れでも構わないと、口笛吹く僕が「随分君を知りすぎたのに、初めて争った夜のように行かないで行かないで、そういうよ」
Again, you just listened to Rain by Motohiro Hata, who has been nominated as the Artist of the Year by Billboard Japan, as well as Best New Artist during the MTV Video Awards.
So his fame was generated largely during the early 2010s, and it was perhaps due to his work in a lot of popular anime and other media, such as, of course, Naruto Shippuden, and very coincidentally, the Doraemon franchise as well.
I'm so sorry, Motohiro Hata, that I just said I deeply resonate with Hoshino Gen's version of, you know, the theme song.
It's okay, I think both hold different places in our hearts.
It's true, but I do remember, I do, like, he, the... Oh my gosh, I'm betraying my anime roots by not remembering the name of the song that he produced for Naruto Shippuden.
I don't remember it either, oh my
gosh. Which is embarrassing, but that's okay.
Slightly.
We can forgive ourselves because we've, you know, experienced a lot of media every day for the past, since birth. This sound that he has is so reminiscent of that time period, like the early 2010s. And especially just like looking things up on early YouTube and trying to find like AMV openings of Naruto set to, you know, his song or set to other songs. It just reminds me deeply of that time. And, you know, this song is actually the ending theme for The Garden of Words, which was a 2013 animated film by Makoto Shinkai. Now, this song is quite beautiful in its expression of moments in the rain and how they reflect two people's relationships. Like the relationship between two people.
Absolutely. I'm still thinking about which, like, Naruto. I think it was like the 7th or 8th, like, theme song. Oh.
I just had to look it up because, you know, I can't go without. It was
Datta Sekai?
Yeah, exactly. Tome Datta Sekai.
Tome Datta Sekai. Yeah, okay. I'm kind of proud of myself. That was like a tip of the tongue moment for me.
You got it. You were right there, though. I could not pull, like, my nearly 30-year-old brain is not able to pull that information to the front at this time.
It's okay, I think. That being said, going back to Motohiro Hatta, or rather digressing a little bit, I suppose, The Garden of Words is such a phenomenal film. I recently had a bit of a Makoto Shinkai train. I was just rewatching everything. Had a good cry yesterday with The Grave of the Fireflies, but The Garden of Words is definitely a phenomenal watch. Makoto Shinkai is also, you know.
Yes. Because Makoto Shinkai did Your Name as well, right?
In Weathering
With You. I am, like, it's funny, I feel like the style is so distinct. Well, of course, you know, that's your mark as an artist and everything. Every time I see it, I can never call his name to the fore, but I'm like, it's that guy who does the films that are beautiful and, like, usually lightly about, you know, climate change and its effect on our world.
Absolutely.
But I really love this, the video that accompanies this, which is, I think, you know, scenes from The Garden of Words, and it just puts me immediately in that, like, deep evergreen world that's, like, just soaked in, well, literally soaked in rain in this case, but soaked in just, like, yeah, so much emotion and poignant moments between people, and that it's really beautiful, and the song complements that so well. I have nothing more eloquent to say other than I love how perfectly atmospheric it is.
It is. It's one of those songs that evoke the physical presence of rain, as the title so states, but like you said, it is very atmospheric. One of those songs that very main character-esque song.
Oh, true.
I really enjoy a lot of songs, especially ones like this. So
Definitely.
You can clearly see why it made its way onto this list.
Yeah, I mean, and shall we, you know, keep rolling into the
absolutely
end of our list, sadly, drawing to the end of our list.
I know we're really coming down the numbers here, but we're actually revisiting a band on our list here, with Back Number making its way up here again with their song, Takaneno Hanako-san, which was released on June 26th, 2013.
Number 3.
¡Gracias! きっと君よりも年上で焼けた肌がよく似合う洋楽好きな人だ。キスをする時も君は背伸びしている、うん、頭を撫でられ君が笑います。ダメだ何一つ勝ってない。いや待てよそいつ誰だ。会いたいんだ今すぐその角から飛び出してきてくれないか。夏の魔物に連れ去られ下で震えながら君のことを考えます。好きなアイスの味はきっと会いたいんだ今すぐその角から飛び出してきてくれないか。夏の魔物に連れ去られ僕の元へ生まれた星の元が違う。
We're back to talking about Back Number, and you just heard Takane no Hanako-san. And of course, this band was formed in 2004 with four members, but now they consist of three. And they have a very unique story regarding the group's name. So the band was named Back Number because of a girl who dated the lead vocalist Iori Shimizu in high school, who then dated another band person. So to her, Shimizu is an ex-boyfriend, a quote-unquote back number. So he wanted to make a cooler band than the new band person that his ex-girlfriend was dating. And, you know, just in hopes that she might come back to him. But
oh, no, not that.
Yeah. You have to admire the dedication though, right? I mean, after all these years, Back Number is just the hope of getting a girl back, you know. That's the core of it all.
I mean, honestly, like, unless if that other band person went on to, if they were like if it was Keisuke Kuwata of Southern All-Stars, I mean, I'm sure that Iori Shimizu,
she's regretting it, right?
Yeah, like, he made the better band. I'm sure. But yeah, so since their album Superstar, actually every album of Back Number has reached the top 10. And the album that Takane no Hanako-san appears on, Love Story, actually peaked at number 2. Which, yeah, it's wild to me. I don't know, I don't have the numbers to back this up. I don't have the back numbers to back this up. sorry, bad pun.
No, we love it,
I'd be surprised. I don't know how many number ones, like how many times Back Number has breached into you know, number one, or if they ever have, because in my mind, they're such a prolific band that I would be hard pressed to think that they haven't had, you know, a number one single or album or something. And so I don't know, I should go back and look into, you know, that history as well, because to not feature it on our podcast for all the listeners, I would hate to, you know, not give them the flowers that they're due.
absolutely. And I think there's a reason why Back Number has made its way up here again. They are, as you said, quite the prolific band. And definitely have made themselves a household name from going as far back as 2013 to more recently 2020, I think, if I'm not wrong.
I believe, yeah, I mean, they've had, I think they had a album release in 2023. Am I wrong?
I think
about
so too.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. Okay, so don't quote us on that, but I mean, with I Love You in 2022, they definitely, you know, have made themselves a much loved band over the years, right?
Oh, yeah.
With, like we spoke about slightly before, they have quite a distinctive sound. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, tend to always know when it's a back number song after listening a little bit more, you know, hearing a bit more.
Yeah.
And it just makes them so much nicer.
It does. Yeah. It kind of gives, it's like that warm nostalgia. Like, back number is always there for me. They're always, you know, around and supporting my, you know, my love stories that are going on.
Real.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, we are at, you know, coming to the final moments, the final songs of our time together in this review of our 10 years as a podcast, a little bit in one sense of the word. And what better way to, you know, round out the last couple songs here than to bring an artist that actually really was informative to my early time on the podcast, and that is Leo Ieri with her song Silly from November 19th, 2014.
Number 2.
Muzukashi koto ga ousugiru ai, kyō mo kawarazu furi tsuzuiteru ame ga. Toiki no sukima de namae o yobare.
Oh.
So that, again, was Silly by Leo Yeri, someone whose name I struggled with very early on in my podcast recordings for Japan Top 10. If you go back in the back catalog, you can hear me embarrassingly not say it correctly for many, many takes. But this song, Silly, is the theme for the television adaptation of the novel N no Tame ni, which even received the Best Theme Song Award for the Television Drama Academy Awards in 2014.
I mean, regardless of, I think I can understand the sort of struggle with the name. It's a lot of vowels. But Leo Yeri has also won several Best Artist and Best New Artist Awards. And every studio album she's released has made its way to the top 10 in Japan. So regardless of it all, she, like, an absolute, you know, hallmark or stalwart in the world of Japanese music.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, followed up with her recent career, but I definitely this time period, like 2014 onwards into, like, you know, 2017 and my start in the podcast, like, I remember listening to a lot of her music. Just, I don't know what it was. It was like something in the, you know, the time, whether it was the theme songs that she was featured on were like part of media that I was interested in, or my friends would be like, oh, I just heard this sick track from this artist, you should check her out. And I'm like, fun fact, I know her and I've been listening to her. But yeah, it is great. I'm glad that we got to feature her on this, you know, review of the past 10 years of music, and kind of in celebration with Japan Top 10, because I closely associate her with Japan Top 10.
Which is, I mean, I love that for you, honestly. With 6 years under your belt, you've definitely come across some of the cooler, like, artists. I, too, kind of, I wasn't really familiar with Leo Yeri till this particular episode. And it was really interesting because I also found out that she was actually discovered by the same producer who brought us artists like Yui and Ayaka. This particular producer, Nishio Yoshihiko, runs his own music school in Fukuoka. So, you know, she trained there and that's where a lot of her music comes from. And if I'm not wrong, she just recently released a song album. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was an album, Naked, which was released this year. So,
oh, wow. That's really cool. Yeah, I hadn't really heard of anything. I think it was right before the pandemic was the last time that I had heard of a release from her, because she had, like, Duo, I think, or something. It was like twice or two or Duo or something like
Duo,
that.
Duo, yeah.
It was Duo. Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember exactly. It was like two. That's all I could remember.
Real. I mean, you weren't wrong, so.
That's good. But yeah, definitely. I'm just happy to have her on our countdown, and sad that we're at the last song.
I know, it is quite sad, but I think there could not have been a better song to kind of end our journey. And we're ending with Mixed Nuts by Official Hige Dandism, which was released on April 15th, 2022.
Number one.
Bye. 皮剥がれた一粒のピーナッツみたいに世間から一瞬で弾かれてしまう。そんな時こそ曲がりなりでよかったらそばにいさせて。共にいられ揺られ踏まれても割れない殻みたいになるから。生まれた場所が木の上か地面の中か、それだけの違い。許されないほどにドライなこの世界を等しく雨が湿らせますように。時に冷たくて騒ぎ
was Mixed Nuts by Official Hige Dandism. So this song was used as the theme song for the first season of Spy Family, and Mixed Nuts peaked in the number one position of the Japan Hot 100 and number 61 on the Billboard Global 200. And I mean, anyone anywhere who is an anime fan has probably, hopefully, watched Spy Family. If you haven't, please run and watch it immediately. But it's definitely heard Mixed Nuts.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And yeah, just talk about, I mean, talk about atmosphere, talk about creating, you know, like matching
real
energy to a piece of work and a song. It's so perfect. And like, oh, I love it. Like, I get like goosebumps just thinking about how good that combination was, you know, come together. And it's just really exciting. So Higedan, the group's nickname, of course, you know, truncated, nearly always has a song in the top 10 spot, which is true. It's just, they are just so immensely popular still. And now they're very much like the sound of right now, if I were to pinpoint one in Japan. And they remain one of the most popular bands in Japan. And actually, you know, thanks to, you know, collaborations like this, they're getting more popular in the world.
Absolutely. Mixed Nuts in particular incorporates jazz, piano, and lots of upbeat elements, which, as you rightly said, is a perfect combination with the anime. And it's quite like a lot of their other songs, but, you know, it definitely did not sacrifice its relevance to the anime for their sound. So I think there was a perfect sort of match for this particular collaboration. And I mean, Higedan is a classic, a household name. I have a personal love for them. I think they were one of the first bands that I spoke about on the podcast.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah. Full circle. See, I'm glad. Yeah, that's cool.
It's quite beautiful that way.
Yeah. Oh, I love to hear that. It's funny. I think Official Higedanism, they really like stepped into the, this is my personal fan theory, and I'm sorry to end with this note or to, you know, say this right at the end, because it's a very strange thing to say, but like, I feel like when Getsu no Kiwami Otome left the scene, I feel like there's kind of a hole or a kind of a quirky band that uses kind of, you know, heavy on piano and like very fun instrumentation, and then boom, Higedan comes out and they just like stole that and like went above and beyond anything. I shouldn't say anything, but you know, they kind of like overtook even, you know, Getsu in making that very bombastic, cool, funky expressive music.
They definitely, I think, filled in that sort of gap that was created at some point. And they're doing an absolutely phenomenal job with it. I mean, they took it and really ran.
Oh, yeah.
Really, I mean, what a fun way to kind of end our, you know, top 20 special. I've been really excited to go through the journey of all these bands and I guess the journey of the songs we've covered over the years as well with you.
Yeah, no, thank you, Shana. It was really fun for me too. And I feel like every time we get to record together, I always come away learning a lot more. We have a lot more. I my geek out meter like is to the max. I'm so
absolutely
fulfilled in that realm. And and yeah, I hope that along the way, all of our listeners were able to, you know, enjoy
and hopefully geek out with us as well. Yes.
True. This is not just us, it's all of us. Yeah, but I hope that there is a good mix of new songs that you can sink your teeth into, and as well as some nostalgic hits over the past 10 years. And hopefully, you know, a little bit of nostalgia for J Top 10 for all of our listeners who have been with us, thankfully and gratefully, for any amount of time. Yeah, whenever you joined our journey. And if that's 10 years, shout out. And I hope that we get to continue to make more wonderful, interesting episodes for all of you in the future. Speaking of which, we have an episode coming out in a little bit less than a week from now with Connor and Kuzey, who will join you to bring the August Artist of the Month as requested by one of our Patreon donors. And that's Vic Blanca. And that's going to be great because Vic Blanca is so cool and amazing. So
yeah, you're not kind of finished with the journey here. We have so many more years left and we will continue to cover phenomenal bands and amazing music. Hopefully some of our listeners who are indie Japanese artists also kind of join that mix over the next few years. But
yes, yeah. Transition onto our top 10, not just a feature. Well, that brings us to the end of our top 20 countdown, our special, which is the best of the past 10 years. And we hope that it has been an enjoyable one for you guys.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.
Dane. Japan Top 10.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.